I will do that later. Okay, we're starting off at the Union State meeting on 7/11/2026. I'm going to read the Bivens decision. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone here in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision for the first time? You can't hear me? So I need to yell?
You want to come a little bit more forward, all of you?
Maybe move. I'll yell more.
Oh, or that.
Can do what now?
Scoot up forward.
Yeah, just everybody start moving forward.
Also, not more.
I can only go so far, though.
Oh, because of your wire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the speaker's not working.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision for the second time? You work for one of the federal governments?
No.
Okay. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision for the third time? Not hearing any. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including a territory of the United States or a municipal of the United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose here their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, the first thing I'm going to start off for the Union State stuff, we already did our elections and everything, and on the 30th of June was when all the officers takes their positions in the assembly. What we're going to do next is we got to start doing training on running our courts, so we got to get through the process of doing that. Okay, I just got some emails and some training courses for the courts. So I'm going to go through them, and then we're going to start working on those things, okay? That's one of the first things to prove that we have a actual running government is to prove that our courts are able to run, and we have the people to do it and that kind of stuff. So we already did our elections. We already have our officers. Now it's just a matter of, you know, getting the training, getting everybody ready to do that, okay? So that is my main goal now for all the counties. So not only Clark County, which has done the elections, we're going to try to get the other counties to get their elections going too, get their people in the process too so we can get those ones standing, you know, all the other counties. And that's what the Union State. Give you guys a little history of what's going on. If you guys haven't heard whatever, I'm writing the guidebook. Right now we have how to build an assembly, and that's what we use for the state. I am writing the one for how to build a union state and counties. Okay? So I have several people in line. Luis from the PKTF is helping me. Tamara is helping me. Neeti, I don't know if you guys know her. She's one of the main coordinators, I think, in North Carolina or somewhere back there. She's actually helping writing the document. So it's basically like a how-to guide on how to actually, you know, get your government up and running, how to build it, what you guys need to do it, and we've been proving that in Clark County as far as how you do that process and how you get our government up and running. The next things we're going to do is we're going to certify the election. So we have to physically print it out and then sign those documents. I've been creating, let's see if I can get to their website here. Hang on here, guys. I remember, I got to remember what their website was. Do you know how we have the LRO, which is this one here? I'm actually, I don't know if you guys online can see that. See if I can share my screen so they can see it. Hang on here. Everybody online, can you guys see that screen?
Yes, Rocky.
Okay. So anyway, this is the LRO in which we all voted in the last, actually a couple of state meetings ago, that this would be the LRO that we use for the state and our counties. This LRO is developed to be international, be state or county only. So we can use it in any aspect. It depends on who the recording secretary is. Now, the recording secretaries that we currently have right now, I did receive all of our stamps on the box over here. So the recording secretaries that don't have their stamps yet, let me know so they can get them to you. And the ones that already have stamps, but their stamps are wrong, because if you remember in the last meeting, there was an error in the wording on the stamps. It didn't have the word the in front of the Nevada Assembly. And it has to have the word the. If you remember on the fictitious name that I showed, it showed that our name was the Nevada Assembly. Okay, and those stamps and everything that we do has got to address that, even our logos, our seals, everything that we use. So we're going through correcting all those at this time. And basically, what I ran into when I was creating this LRO is we didn't have a place to post all of our documents for our assemblies, okay? So like the Nevada Assembly, the Clark County Assembly, the Nye County Assembly, Washoe County Assembly. We didn't have a place to record all those in the public. I have now created a website for that, okay? It's not 100% done. I forgot the URL off the top of my head here. I can remember. It's not coming to. I'm writing so too many things at one time. But anyway, I'm writing a public portion of that so we can post all of our, like right now I have the fictitious name for Nevada Assembly on that website. So we're trying to get our public records out there on all our notices, all of our stuff of, you know, for the Nevada Assembly and for the counties. So it's basically, you know, if we pick a county like Clark County, then we can go post all the documents that belong to Clark County that's public to let everybody know, even though that's de facto everybody, that we have done our fictitious name for the counties. We, in the last month, we've actually did fictitious names for every county, right? So the Union State, we sit down and we went through those, and with the treasurer and Tamara and me, we actually created all of those fictitious names that, so nobody can use our names. You know, so it's the Clark County Assembly, the Nye County, you know, Assembly. So each one of those are already been done and registered, okay? So we needed a place to post them, right? So what do we have to do? Create a website for it. Create a place that's public. The other thing is, too, all of our meetings, even like this meeting and what we're going to do a little later is a state meeting, is if you go to public.thenevadaunionstategov.land right now, there's a calendar in there, and that lists all of our meetings and where they're at, if they're online, if they're in a library, or wherever we're going to do them. they're posted in there. It's posted all the way into August right now. We're working on doing a yearly calendar, so you can just see for the whole year what's going on. So we're working on that website too, okay? So all of this stuff we need to prove that we are a government and we are getting everything done, right? So it's been a lot of work. We've been doing it. We're moving forward. And that's probably about,
let's see if I can think about, I don't know, because I, you know, it's like I did so many different, I think it's called assemblies.
No, I'm not going to remember right now. I'll put it in the email and stuff when I email out to everybody so you can see where that is. And else, I'm going to stop sharing the screen here. So we can see everybody else down here. Why aren't you zooming up? Okay. There, we can see everybody. So you guys can now see everybody online too? Okay, the question, does anybody have any other questions or any questions about in the Union State? Okay, go ahead. You mean the credential cards?
Yeah.
There's been a big, okay, the yellow roll that everybody that were where we were getting our credential cards, you know, everybody calls it the federal or the Federation LRO, but it's really Terry's the one that created that, and she's the one that's maintaining it. And even in the last coordinator call, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of things, and it's basically broke right now, all of that whole system. And Anna's going to be talking to them, trying to get it fixed. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is I've been also talking to another person from Louisiana, and they have the card printers and all that. And hopefully here soon we'll start printing our own cards, our own credential cards for Nevada. Okay? They have the printer. They said they'd print them for us for a small fee, at, you know, probably like $25 or something, because you got to pay for the card, right? So I'm working out that deal right now. And in that process too, the software I wrote that you see for the LRO, we're sharing it with them, the software itself. The people that probably already paid for it, we'll have to work it out here, but we may end up just doing it for you. I don't know at this point. I have to work out what is the cost and all that kind of stuff. And the deal is if we can try to get our money back from the other system. Anna made a big deal that we should be recording there, you know, so that the Federation gets money, right? You know, so the Federation has money that they can run the Federation with. But the problem that we have is they're not allowing any recording secretaries to be in. So if we can't get in, we can't record there. And little, we have two recording secretaries in southern Nevada. We have, I think, two in northern Nevada that are already in that system. And that system, like I said, even the ones that have, you know, can get into that, are having a hard time even posting anything on it because of the problems it's having. It's like the... Yeah, that's the problem. It's like the in the last coordinator call, what came up was even the coordinators, all the coordinators, even Sue, can't get a list of all the people that are in there that belong in their state. And they used to be able to get a list. You know, it's like a list of their names and addresses and emails so that they can email them, you know, their welcome letters and all that kind of stuff. They stopped all that because they said it was some kind of, security issue privacy. Or something, privacy, you know, on the people, right, for the coordinators to do that. Well, when you're public, when you're publicly publishing your documents, it's public. So if you're agreeing to make it on the public, then what kind of security or privacy is that?
There's not.
So that's the issue that's going to be talked about to Terry from Anna. We'll see where that one goes, whatever. But until that gets straightened out, I don't know when they're going to start doing cards again, or, you know, it's, we keep talking to those people and, you know.
Say public, do you mean us, or do you mean the corporation, or the corporate
government? We're not corporate at all. It's,
yeah.
When I'm talking about public, anything that we do, like when you did your paperwork and we published it on the LRL, that's public. Right? If you go to the E-Verify and I look you up, I can see all your information, whatever, all your documents, everything you posted. Okay? Because it's public. That's the whole thing, is we're public. We're out there in the public when we do our documents. And it has to be out there in the public for us to reclaim our names and put us back on the land sold. Right? So if I'm stopping that public part of it in the LRO, then it's not public anymore. Right? So that means you're not really publishing your stuff out in the public. It's like normally you'd either put it in a newspaper, you know, all your information in a newspaper, whatever, saying I did this and I'm bringing myself back to the land and soil, right? Well, these LROs, like the one I created, is to put that in the public, right? You know, because LRO means Land Recording Office. It means you're recording your information on the land. Right? It's like if you went to a notary and notarized something, whatever. It's the same kind of thing, but our land recording office is public to everybody. Right? So them trying to block it to where the coordinators or anybody can't contact you and be able to get you in the meetings or be able to talk to you or be able to help you, it's not public anymore. Right? And that's the fight going on right now. Huh? Right, right. Yeah, nobody, you know, Jessica said that these people here can't hear you, so I'll have to repeat some things. Basically, Jessica said we gave them the authority to block our information, which is true. We didn't. So they've been doing a lot of stuff on that end, and that's reason I think Anna told me probably about a year and a half ago, Rocky, she goes, Rocky, you need to create your own LRO. So I did. We created one. It is live. It's working right now. We have 7 recording secretaries that are actually using it. You know, anybody else can get on. Anybody wants to be a recording secretary can get on the meetings on Sundays. We have the meetings on Sundays, I think at 3:00, for anybody who wants to learn how to be a recording secretary and be able to do it. I just ordered, I don't know about, I think it's like 6 or 7. I ordered different pieces because these are the one staff. These are the ones for the recording secretary to sign. And there's the bosser. This was a proof I got back. If you see this golden sticker down here, that's embossed. This one here I ordered is for the jural assembly documents. That's what this seal is. Okay. So I've ordered all of the stamps and everything that are correct. Now they're spelling's correct on them. They're all done right. I just need to get them to the right people. The people that already have stamps and your stamp is wrong, I don't need your stamp, but I need to know who those people are so that I can get them the new stamps. So I need addresses and stuff that I can mail them to. You know, mail them to them. The embossers, I basically just bought the inserts. Instead of buying the whole embosser, I don't have any, I do have. This is what the embossers look like. They're, you know, basically you put the document in here and you squeeze it and it prints into the gold seal and all that. So on these, because all the recording secretaries actually have them, so what I did is I just bought the inserts instead of the whole machine. If it's a whole lot cheaper, this machine's like $100. Or it's actually, you know, it's like $69. But if you grab this insert and pull it out, this is only $20. So it's a lot cheaper to buy the insert and
You just pull it out of yours and you just stick it like that back in. Yeah. So I did that because it's cheaper. And I tried to get stamps where I can just pull the stamp board off and put it on, but they said for you to get it on and glue it and everything, by the time you did that, it cost the same as you said. Because those stamps are like $30, I think, a piece. So it was just easier to just buy them. But the old ones, we need to kind of get, you know, like destroy them in some way so that nobody can use them. And the recording secretaries that do have the wrong stamp that doesn't have the word the in their stamp, then let me know so that we can replace those. Is there any other questions? Anything that we need to go forward on this part of it? Because if we don't have anything else in the union state part of it, we're going to switch over to the state meeting and start talking about the emails and stuff that you guys have seen coming through and what's going on. So does anybody online have any questions? Okay, not hearing anything. Okay, at this point we're stopping the union state meeting. We're switching over to the State of the Union meeting. And we're handing it over now to Tamara, the state coordinator. And she's going to read the Bivens decision.
Bivens decision for our meeting at July 11th, 2026. Oh, 27. Bivens decision. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there a response to the Bivens decision? Is there a second response? A third response? Anyone who is here under false pretenses, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including territorial United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now, or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Is there anything anybody have a question about? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh.
They're saying they can't hear me, so.
Oh, that was timing before, yes.
Okay. You guys online, can you hear me? Can somebody say yes?
Yes, Rocky, we can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Thank you. We're going on.
Does anyone have anything, a question? Mark, did you want to bring something up?
Sorry. I was wondering if I'd like to make a request that we put together a binder. ASN survival guide kind of thing is what to say when a South Point officer, what to say that provided quotes, but basically like the script and preparation if the officer said, I asked this question, you answer this, they try to answer it, ask it a different way, respond this way. I was hoping that maybe we can start something like that.
You can answer if you want. Yeah.
Just so everybody online can understand that what Mark said, he wants to be able to create a binder or some documents that if you ever get pulled over from an officer or the de facto talks to you in any way, whatever, that we'd have some kind of scripts or something that we could read that we know what to say to them. My personal opinion on a lot of that, because we're not going to be able to create enough for them, and you're not really supposed to be talking to them, okay? We're supposed to be doing everything through paperwork, okay? So basically, if you get pulled over, what you should be saying, they ask you for your documents, just say, I don't answer any questions. And if they ask for whatever, you give them your passport or whatever ID you want to,
They're going to give you a ticket anyway. There's no matter. You're not going to be able to say anything. Get out of it. Okay? Only difference is depending on what you say to them, they may want to take you to jail or not. And right now, that's their biggest thing, is to take people to jail. If you say you're an ASN or you're not in their law or whatever that is, they're going to prove to you you are. Okay? And they're going to take you to jail or do whatever they can to make it worse. Right? So it's easier just to take whatever it is within 72 hours. Now, this is the stuff we can write up. Within 72 hours, we need to respond with you're not contracting with them, and there's other document stuff that we can build together on this, on what you do afterwards, right? Because during the stop, like I said, or even dealing, it's like we really shouldn't be in their courts either. As you go to their courts, you just now gave up your authority to them. Right? That's why we do everything in paperwork. That's why within 72 hours, we need to notify them that we're not contracting with them, we're not in that jurisdiction, blah, blah, blah. We have documents for that. You're going to notice them 3 times, and you're going to put a lien on them, right? When you put the lien on them, that's when they start listening, okay? And those things that we can show everybody how to do, and maybe we need to have training classes on that too. The other thing is the reasons why we got to get our training and our courts up and running is so that we could be able to even take these cases through our court and get them nullified. And then you would have something to stand on to give them to them and say, these were nullified for jurisdictional boundaries, blah, 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 whatever, right? And then our jury would then order that with the justice of the peace, which I'm one justice of the peace. I think Ross is the other one. We would then sign those orders from the jury, and then I would give you a piece of paper to be able to send to them and say they were taken care of, right? So those are the processes that we need to figure out and how to do those. And that's part of our training that we need to go through now, right? As far as the other counties, whatever, because we don't have our state courts up, so that's the next thing that we need to actually work on too. Supposedly, we're supposed to have a justice and whatever on that, but we don't know because we haven't got any documents proving anything on that part, right, on where the state's at. Nobody knows right now. I'll leave tomorrow. You can go on what and what went on.
I know all of you have gotten the email. So it was just about me asking questions about certain things because there's a lot of small details, like when you have questions like this, that we just can't find in the guidebooks or anything. So I had just a question to Lisa. And unfortunately, that went into questioning if I was a state coordinator, county coordinator, and of course, I'm a state co-coordinator. And that also what I explained. So she was a little bit upset because I guess I'm assuming people were asking questions about me, which I don't know why. Or if anyone has questions, just ask me, call me, text me, email, whatever works for you. And it kind of started a little trail of emails. So and then Sue was tagged. And then I tagged Rocky and Anna because, when you send an email and you do mention people's names, they have to be tagged in the email because you're not going to, you shouldn't talk behind people's backs. You should talk, with them and solve it. So Stu did respond and then Rocky responded to the email and Rocky responded in the questions that you have all asked us so many times and that we cannot answer because it's from a state which Sue is the state co-coordinator. And so far, we still do not have answers that I'm aware of. No email has been sent back yet from them. Do you have it on you? Do you want to pull it up? I can pull it up on my phone, probably.
The email?
Yeah, your response.
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay.
Hang on.
I think I can.
If my email comes through here.
Yeah.
let me.
So first of all, Rocky responded. He wasn't telling anybody, you know, most of you were not aware that I was in a car accident. So unfortunately, I wasn't a car accident. It was a bad accident. My car is totaled. And thank you for everyone who reached out to me and sent me messages. I really appreciate it. You know, Rocky was upset that Lisa, Sue, and them did not. Nobody asked me how I was even doing. They were just responding, more worried about the answers for the email than even asking me if I was doing okay. So when he said, you know, I am ashamed of everyone on this email, it was them. It wasn't anyone else that he asked the questions to. So please don't think that was about you. But what he talked about, and it comes from all of you asking us the questions. And if you have not responded to the email, please do. We just need to make sure you receive Sue's emails. Most of them are Wednesday or not, so Sue, Anna, everyone can see. And if you do receive the emails for Wednesday meetings, do you also get the recordings? Because, you know, we always have to have the recordings afterwards. And the main question is also, have you received the meeting call for the banking that they talked about, the budgets and all that stuff? So please answer to the email, you know, reply all preferably, so they can also see, so it's not always coming from us. And they can see that you are responding, because we need to figure out why not everyone is getting the emails and why not everyone's getting the recordings and where are the recordings at. That's what we're asking. So a couple of questions that Rocky got together from all of you was, where are all the recordings for every meeting? Why are they not available to the public? Because as you know, every time, you know, we have meetings or anything, it is public information and everybody has to have access to it. And you have to keep the recordings. You cannot just delete them. Where are the downloads? The next issue that we have is, why is Michael Wilson still a militia commander? Because Sue, you know, praised Mike Wilson again in the email while we all voted him out. So, and we also asked him not to use, represent us, or use our logo or seals without our approval. So why is he still in that position? People have spoken in the manant for Michael to leave his position. He always preaches about, you know, it's always the people who drive the assembly, but yet when, you know, the Nevada assembly, everyone is speaking up, she's just ignoring it. And that's not what we as coordinators are supposed to do. So, and Michael said in his meeting call that he is declining people voting him out, which you cannot decline. It's what you have voted for him to do. Also, the next question is, why is Michael Wilson holding meetings? He's not a coordinator, and unless it has anything to do with militia commander, but he's not a militia commander, so he should not be holding meetings. The next thing that we talked about is about treasurer. So we have two treasurers, Robert Hale and Michelle Schmidt. We just found out recently that Robert Hale has resigned from all of his positions. Unfortunately, no communication has been, we've had no information, no email, no calls, no nothing, that he resigned from all of his position. And then come to find out that Sue and them had a meeting and they have voted to put in Brian, and I believe it's Vonars is his last name. Unfortunately, I don't think any of us have had an email or a chance to meet him or see him, which would be nice, you know, to meet people, but none of us have had a chance. So we only have one treasurer, which is Michelle Schmidt. So it's supposed for if someone resigns that all the assets go back to Michelle. Unfortunately, none of that happens either. So it is still up north. I don't know with who. I don't think. No,
it's at this point, we don't know where the assets are anywhere or whatever. What Tamar is reading to you is, because I was tagged on that, then I have a right to respond to it. And this was my response to help protect everybody in the assembly, right? Because I don't think anybody in this, in the meeting right now has got an email or even got the email for voting in Brian. I know we haven't seen any, you know, certificate from the Continental Marshals where he was vetted. We haven't seen any background checks done on him. So all of these things have to be done before you can be a treasurer. And Michelle and Robert Hill was our original treasurers back in 2021. Okay? That's how far back they go. And the reason that we transferred all the assets over to Robert Hill is I was trying to, you know, make amends with Sue and trying to help get the other people, get us all back together again and get us all talking. And all that was a deploy just to get the assets. It wasn't trying to actually get us together. And that's what my whole goal was to get us all back together, right? And to get us all as, you know, because we're all, the Nevada Assembly is all the people, it's all of us, and we all should be together, right? There shouldn't be no us and them, or, you know, Anna said this many times on the coordinator call, it's just a us, okay? And so that's what my goal was, is to try to get it back to just an us, right? And in the last assembly, I guess it was a business assembly call last Wednesday, whatever, a girl, I think her name was Jennifer, is that who was on it? Her name?
Four.
No, it's not Jennifer, Jess was her name. The lady that talked on it. Anyways, she went on to explain that those, that group and us group, Kathleen?
I think Kathleen.
Kathleen, yeah. Was trying to make it sound like there was two groups. Well, there's not two groups. There's one group, right? And if they want to run as a second group or somebody else other than the people of Nevada, then they're in the wrong assembly too. You know what I'm saying? It's, they're trying to create some group or club or whatever. That's not who we are either. We're not a group. We're not a club. We're people on the land soil. And, you know, we're building an assembly together, all of us, including them. They're all welcome in every meeting that we do. So,
about
how
to boundaries, if anybody wanted to keep up with her, feel free to respect her. She's talking about the list as well.
Okay.
If you weren't part of the list, server, just let her know. My issue is I'm getting complaints. I'm getting some 2 hours.
After the meeting?
Some people, yeah.
And I don't know if the connection is important, but my system has, and it's not just her.
But well, that's the reason why I send one like on Wednesday, and then I'll send one today.
And that makes more sense to kind of back it up like that. She doesn't always back it up behind that. She always sends that one.
Mm-hmm. But there's like Jessica, there is people that get it and respond to if you're getting them. You know what I'm saying? But the email that you're talking about, what she did. I think it was her, I don't know, because it came from a totally different email address. Basically, it was AmericanStateNationalsSomething.net is where that email came. And it was seemed to be only the people that responded and said they wasn't getting her emails, that email went out to them, right? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
I did get that email from that other bill. I tracked it down. The email came from Pennsylvania. You know, somewhere, that's where that, and it looks like that email is owned by the Federation, okay? But again, then she sends out the same email to everybody on the listserv. Well, again, if everybody's not getting that email from the listserv, then that was a waste of her time doing that, because only the people that was getting them in the first place got them, and there's, I don't, you know, I got probably, I don't know, tomorrow between 20 and 30 emails that people that wasn't getting those, and out of all of those, nobody knew anything. Even the people that was getting them didn't know nothing about the banking, right? Right, and we don't get those.
Email
I don't ever respond. I've never heard anything about the bank. That's what I was thinking.
Right, and that's the consensus I got, is everybody that, even the ones that did get the emails from the list server, didn't get anything about banking, and nothing. About doing the budget, I think there's something nefarious going on with that list server, you know, because after I stood up as a coordinator and we went through all that thing and I started having issues with Sue, guess what? I stopped getting those emails. Okay? So why did I stop getting them? Because they probably took me off of it. Okay? Because I'm causing problems in their eyes. Well, it's just anybody, like the people, there's many people that I've talked to that has said things in the meetings or whatever, then they get muted in the meetings, then all of a sudden they quit getting the emails, right? Because when you start standing up or start going against what they're doing, you know, from what I see, this is not the truth, or what everybody may see the truth. It's what my truth is. What I see is when you start standing up, just like I did, you get cut off from all that. And my point of doing this email, what I did because of what they said, is we need to solve this. Everybody needs to get those emails. Everybody needs to be able to go to those meetings, you know, if they need to or whatever. And that's why Tamara stood up to be a co-coordinator too, is to help try to fix all of that, okay? And that's why we're having the state meeting today here. And everybody from all over is welcome in the state in this meeting too, right? And they can speak up. Anybody online that wants to speak up, you can. We don't block anybody. We don't stop people from getting in our meetings. And we let anybody wants to talk can talk. You know, just tell us you want to say something, start talking. You know, this is your guys' assembly, everybody here. It's not ours. It's not the coordinators. It's not somebody running. You know, it's not the moderator of whoever's doing the meeting. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like I'm hosting the meeting, but there's no waiting rooms. There's no muting. There's no nothing in any meetings I do. It's full open. You get in, you're in.
And you have the chat also, you know. And
right.
Again, one thing is all we ask is to be respectful. You know what I mean? There's no name calling because, unfortunately, in their last meeting, you know, Rocky and the gang, the team, was called ugly heads. You know, I know there's uglier words. I understand that, but we don't call each other names. That's still name calling. It's not acceptable. If you do have an issue or concern, come and talk to us. Go talk to the individual that you have a problem with, or you want to learn something, or you want to know them, get to know them better. That's fine, but if you don't agree with something that they say or feel or like, you don't call them names. That's the only thing I'm asking. We're asking, you know, be respectful in the chat, be respectful in the meetings, on the calls, even when you see each other. You know, we're always at peace, like Anna says. We are always positive, friendly, just no name calling. You know, even small word as an ugly head, I don't think, you know, we need to be called certain names. So that was the only thing I was a little bit upset about that call.
Let me finish. Anyway, the email that you guys got from the list server that was trying to see if you were getting the emails, whatever, and the ones that responded and got those, please do not respond to them, because we also got an email today wanting us to unsubscribe from that. And we don't want at any point to them to be able to say, well, look, they unsubscribed. They don't want to get our emails, right? So don't do that. Don't click on any of the things on it. Read it. If you want to go to their meetings, go to the meetings. You know what I'm saying? But don't let them trick you into unsubscribing or whatever from those emails, so that they have an excuse to say, well, they're not getting them because they're unsubscribing from them, right? So don't do that. Jessica?
I wanted to make sure that all of us were united together, right, as a whole state. What about making a suggestion that all of us get together a couple of times a month, and the people from the north and the people from the south here meet in the middle somewhere, Then, you know, have it turn out or have it, you know, a
24-hour... Yeah, the problem with that is the schedules from everybody because, as you know, Las Vegas is 24-7. So nobody really has, everybody doesn't have the same time off, right? So that's the reason why we're hosting these state meetings now, because we want the people from up north, you know, anywhere in Nevada,
anywhere,
to come into this meeting so that we can all talk together, right? So if we do get a recording from up there, whatever, we have a chance to talk about it, and we have a chance to, you know, bring up our voices in it, right? That's the ideal of this meeting, right? So tomorrow's trying to pull all of this together, pull both sides together from the north and from the south. You know, everybody in Nevada. It's not really north and south.
No.
It's all of us trying to pull us all back together again, right? And that's the reason that these state meetings. And I think, tomorrow, can you tell them how, what days or what's, because you talked about there's only certain Saturdays you can do.
Oh, so the first and third Saturdays, I cannot, because I work. The second and the fourth, I can.
Yeah, so that's part of the reasons why on the, if you go to the public.nevadaunionstate.gov.land, and look at the calendar there. We're putting it all on the calendar there, so you'll know which meetings are going to happen when. We also will be sending emails out to everybody. And again, the way that I do the email list, the way I send it out, is I've done this test with everybody to make sure everybody was getting the emails. And if the people that said they wasn't getting the emails, I sat with them for a day, and I went back and forth emailing them stuff to make sure they were getting every email coming through the email server that I was doing. Okay? Go ahead. For you, Tim.
So when did she say today?
Yeah. Right, and that's when I told you. I think that one came from the Federation. And I think what it is... I don't know if Anna has had somebody in the Federation now check in to see if we're getting those emails. You know what I'm saying? If you want to respond to them, say, yeah, I got them, that's fine, because that would let them know that you got it. But I don't know if that's the case. But and the reason why I don't think it is because that email and the email that just came out from the listserver is the exact same email, right? Word for word. So I don't know if maybe Terry sent the other one out or where the other email came from. I don't know, because it isn't in any email address we know. You know. Yeah. Okay. If you don't want to respond to it, that's fine too. But we.
Yeah.
So
are we supposed to
No. I think if you read that email, what it said that she will be in town on Monday. There's not going to be a meeting. She'll be in town in Las Vegas on Monday, and if you want to meet her, let her know, and she would meet you. Okay?
She has a schedule also.
Okay. Well, I didn't see the schedule or whatever, but... Well, no, that's for the Nevada Assembly meetings that she's doing every Wednesday. And it's not just her. It's Michael Wilson, it's Lewis, it's every Wednesday they're trying to do a meeting now. And again, that used to not happen either until I was doing meetings every week, then they start doing them every week, right? So it's, what's that? At the beginning they was, it's only once a month. And I complained about that, and they didn't like that either, and now they're not doing them once a month. So maybe I made a change there or not, I don't know. Because I feel... And I've done polls with you guys and everybody that should we do them every week or should we do them every other week or should we do them every month? And everybody said every week because otherwise you lose interest or you forget or, right. And the week goes by so fast that it's hard, you know, for us to get things done doing it once a month or every other week, right? It's so there's just too much to get done. And right now, since we're standing up Clark County, you know, there's going to be even more to do, right? And we're going to need to probably get together probably even more. So, and we'll see how that goes, right? But the deal is The complaints that we have, and I think tomorrow's had too, is that we have those Wednesday meetings, and it's always some kind of training thing or talking about something, but never really actually building the assembly, right? Not actually getting, you know, list of people, figuring out, you know, the people that need the training in which positions, and, you know, actually, you know, doing elections or actually doing different things. There's no actual physical things. And that's the reason why my email, I got upset. You know, I'm sorry that I got upset, and I wrote that email and sent it out to everybody because I believe that everybody should understand what's been going on. And we have the right to all of the documents. We have the right to all of the recordings. And I've actually sent a notice to Doug Hasselblass three times, noticing three times that we wanted this document. His answer to me was, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't have them. Well, he's supposed to have them. He's marshaled at arms, right? In the assembly, if you read how to build assembly, whatever, the marshal at arms is supposed to keep all that protected. Well, if he's not protecting it, then who is, right? So we should know that as an assembly. Where is our stuff, right? Where's our documents? Where's our recordings? Every recording that I do, even today, is going to be up on the server I created, right? It's if you go into usdownloads.nevadaunionstategov.land, all of the recordings and all the documents, everything, I put them all up there. You guys can dig through them all you want. Go for every week. You know, it's dated by every week we did the meetings. You can look through them. It's public. You guys can go through every one of them, and you have the right to do that. But where is our ones for the state? Now, the ones that I can get from them, I do put them on that same server. If you look in there and you'll see Nevada State, whatever, and you go on to that one, it's the ones that I can get from there, and I'll get them and I'll put them up there so that you guys will have some kind of copy of something, you know what I'm saying? But those should be coming from Sue and whoever else is doing those meetings. And we should be able to put them on the file server, you know, so that everybody can. Or if they have a file server, where's it at? How do we get to it? And what my thing in here is I'm demanding at this point we get them. We either get them or they stop, right?
Yeah.
I'm tired of asking for all the same things. They ask it from me, I give it to them. I ask it from them, I get nothing, right? And it's just like what they said, they hear crickets. I hear crickets all the time. And that's my complaint through the whole thing of this. So I've been in this assembly since 2021. Me and Craig actually did our paperwork on the same day. I was in assembly before Sue, before she did her paperwork and got into the deal. I've been in this thing almost from day one. Susan Heck was the original coordinator, and she's a friend of mine. I still have contact with her, and she's the one that originally created a lot of this stuff, and she started in 2020. Okay. Now I'm talking about documents in 2019. I don't know who in the heck that would be because there wasn't no Nevada Assembly in 2019 that I know of. Okay. So if they have those documents again, prove it. Give them to us. We want to see the documents, right? You say you have these documents, whatever, they belong to the people, let's see them. That's what my demand is. My demand is give it to the people. Let us see them. So if we don't have whatever it is that we need, we can create them, right? Or we can do what it is that we need to do. All the stuff that we're doing is to protect each and one of us. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Exactly. We need accurate records. Exactly. We need to have something that we can say when the de facto comes at us and say, here, we've done this. We've done this. We have the paperwork. We have the documents. We have our records of what we did. We have our recordings. Right. And that's the whole point. And that's why I got Anna involved. Anna is now looking into all of this. And I'm hoping that she will correct it this time. Because, you know, now we do have another state coordinator that can help and help us get these things done. You know, I could have stood up and been the state coordinator too, but I elected not to because I feel building all the counties right now is more important than getting the state going. We need to get all of our counties together and get them up and running. You know, and that alone is a major task, you know, because I can't talk to everybody in every county. You know, whenever this money comes through, you know, I'm going to make a trip to all the counties and try to get people up and running, you know, because I need at least two people in every county. That's the ideal of me creating this documentation, so I can hand them something and say, this is what you want. I've created websites for every one of the counties. I've created documents for all of them to hold their names for them, right? So, and I've got URLs for all of them so they can have their websites, right? If you go up there and look, Nye Counties is up and running. You know what I'm saying? So as I get people in the other counties up and running, I'll get them a website. We'll help them get going. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do to get the state running. You know, it's like building a house. You got to get the foundation built, right? And that's all our counties. You know, the people, all the people in all the counties is where our strength is. The state is important too because they keep us safe from the outside world, right? That's international. And that's the people that understand jurisdictions. You know, like the union states and the counties are national, mean soil. We have the power over the soil, all of Nevada. It's like a big, if you take a quilt and you quilt it all together, all our little counties, that's us. That's the union state with all of them quilted together, okay? And that's what makes us strong in the soil, right? But again, if we have another state or we have somebody outside of the country coming after us, we need that international business assembly. We need the international, you know, we need the State of the Union because they're the ones going to protect them from getting to us, right? So we need to help there too and get that built and going too. But again, if there's nothing for them to protect, then what are they doing, right? If we don't get our counties up and running and get our courts up, you know, and whatever, because what's going to happen is one of the counties is going to have a court that the state's going to use, right? They're going to do their state courts inside that court with the counties, right? And it's most likely going to be in Carson City or something like that because that's where our capital is right now, right? So, and again, that hasn't been worked out either and where things are at, right? But we got to get moving. You know, it's like, let's do this. Let's do it together, everybody. You know, and the whole state, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's the reason why I created that document. And if we don't get a response to where our documents are at and where, you know, where the documents for even voting another treasurer in, and when the recording of when it was actually done, we don't get any of that stuff, there's another notice going out. I'm telling you, I'm going to do another one. Because this has went on too far. No more secret meetings. No more holding stuff from us. You know, let's get all the people together and let's get our documents together so we know where we're at so we can work together. Right? Where's the chart? Where's the chart of who is the justice, you know, the justice? Who is the jurors, you know, for the state? I mean, I can give you a list of the jurors of the state because I got them, right? But who is the sheriff, you know, who has, in every one of the positions, you know, like for the oversight, for, you know, the ombudsman for the state, all of those people, who are they? What positions are filled? Which ones do we need to even help in, right? We don't know. Okay, go ahead. We need what now? Do we take donations?
In general, we're talking about the charts. So how the committees are set up, how the assembly is set up. We're asking,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, right now, okay, from the beginning, we had the original coordinator that started building assemblies was Susan Hack. And then at that time, Craig came in and it was a coordinator, okay? And then, and Mark, I can't say his last name, but Mark was the coordinator. And then when At one time, Mark wanted to step out, and then Sue stepped in as a coordinator. Okay, those people are supposed to be keeping all these records, all these coordinators. When I stepped in as a coordinator 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, anyway, when Craig died, I stepped in as a coordinator for the county, for Clark County, and I was trying to do the state too, and realized that what I wanted to do was more dealing with all the counties instead of the state, okay? So that's what confuses a lot of people, because in our structure of our government, you have what is called the State of the Union. That is our international state, right? That's what we call the Nevada Assembly. That's the State of the Union. Then you have Union State, and you notice that they both say state because we have two states. Yeah, with the state of the land and state of the sea, I mean, of the soil, okay? And that Union State is what I work on, and that's all of the counties together in union, okay, forms that state, okay? And that's reason in that, in any meetings I do on that in any counties, I have a file server that I put all those documents on that everybody can see, okay? And it's called, if you go to the URL, it's US, it's, you know, it's Union State, US Downloads, Nevada Union State gov.land. You go there, and you can dig through all the documents of everything we've ever done. And you can look through them ourselves. Well, I'm not sending any documents to anybody. I'm putting them on the file server, what we do. But I'm asking the coordinator for the state that's been the one to get... I'm asking for all the documents for the state. Huh? Nothing. No. We haven't received... We keep asking, we get nothing.
It's
yes, it's all of us.
It's all of us.
Yeah. Do they collect the documents?
Fees.
Oh, fees?
Fees, money, fees.
Right now, the only donation, we get everything through donations and whatever, and the only money that we get is through the LRO right now. You know, the state gets money through the LRO. So when you record your stuff on the state LRO or the Washington LRO is what I'm going to call it, Terry's, there's a fee there, like $25 or whatever, plus something, right? Well, that money goes into the Federation. The Federation then filters down some of that money to the state, okay? Well, we have a treasurer that is actually a Federation treasurer, and that's Michelle Smith right now. That's the only one that's the Federation's, you know, one that we know of. And that was the other thing in my document is, who else made another Federation treasurer that we don't know about, right? And she's the one that should be holding all these funds, these assets, and whatever belong to us, right? You know, it's like right now there's silver, there's money orders, there's actual cash. Well, all those should be going to Michelle. She is the treasurer. That's the person we voted in. And she went through the Federation vetting and everything to be that person, right? And that's where our money should be. And the same thing was all the documents, even for that, and our meetings, like the meeting today, I'm recording this. This recording is going to go up on the file server so you guys can re-listen to it if you want, right? They should be doing the same thing, which they do record them, and every once in a while we do get those recordings. Well, I get them, and then I re-record them so I can put them up so you guys can get them, right? But we don't always get them, right? And we don't always get the documentation, whatever they do. We don't get nothing. They should be at some file server, too, that we can get to. I don't know what the real reason is, and it doesn't really matter, but at this point, the Federation will get involved and make sure that we get our records, right? And that's the whole point, is we need to get our records, or we need to stop and do it a different way. You know what I'm saying? If we're not getting them, or they're not getting saved somewhere, and we can't get to them, you know, it's... In that email, when Sue sent it out, she said she has 5 years of proof with documents. Where are they at? We want those 5 years of proof. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she's saying she has it. Okay, well, give it to us. Right? So that was what all this came out to be.
It's almost time, huh?
Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because I'll keep talking, but this is tomorrow's meeting.
And again, this is from Rocky's email. Sue was notified on July 21st, 2025, three times with a cease and desist notice of not making any changes to the banking system without having a meeting with all of the people in the assembly to have a saying of how the funds should be spent. In the last General Assembly meeting, there was money transferred to a couple of ASNs without any approval from the people. And we demand an answer why there's been any funds removed from the assets after being notified with the cease and desist notice. One of it was Michael Trigger Wilson. There was some funds sent to Michael Wilson for serving. And as you all know, as ASNs, we do not serve each other. And we have said that before, so that is dishonesty, and that is a de facto serving people. That is not what we do as nationals. We do not serve each other. And he has received funds out of our money towards Michael Wilson and also some other people. In this email, you stated, which I'm assuming is Sue, already has an EIN number, and that Michael Wilson announced the opening of the bank account. The people of Nevada Assembly are demanding for you to show us the date and email of you announcing anything about the bank account. You also go on to say that Michael Wilson, which we all said is not representing us, had created a bank account for the Assembly without the people having a say on what bank, where, who are the signers, etc. Brian Vornars, hopefully that's his correct last name, I apologize, is not vetted, and Michael Wilson does not hold any position. So how can these two ASNs open a bank account for the Nevada Assembly? And the other treasurer, who is the only treasurer in Nevada, Michelle Schmidt, has never had any communication from you, Sue, or anyone. Michelle should be on the bank account. The treasurer position is a federation position and is a very serious and important position. And Rocky said, you know, now you put the whole assembly in harm's way. Again, we also asked about the charts, who is what where, so we can also help. Rocky said he noticed Doug three times, starting October 30, 2025, to get a copy of all the documents and recordings, so we can all see what is where. So far, no answer. Again, like we just spoken about the 5 years of record proof, we're demanding a copy of those 5 years of recordings. Where are they? Where are all the notices, documents? Still no answer. And then Sue talked about the Juror Assembly, about the positions and all that, but there's still no names or charts or anything, and there's no documents to prove it. So again, you know, we are demanding proof of the Juror Assembly, the people in it, the positions that are filled, what are running. And then Rocky said, we would like for the Nevada Assembly to have a reset. There are many conflicts of interest in positions up northern Nevada that needs to be corrected. The Assembly cannot have a state coordinator married to the Marshal at Arms. The Assembly cannot have a militia commander who works with the district attorney and is already voted out. The Assembly cannot have a treasurer who was not vetted by the Continental Marshals, and none of the people know who he is. And we will like for the people of Nevada Assembly demand for all these injustices to be corrected immediately.
Yeah, it's also in that email that I sent out to you guys, you'll notice that there's several links in there, and that's links to all the proof of what I said. The cease and desist letter's in there. The letter that went to Doug is in there. Everything that I said in my deal, I gave you proof. They're all in the file server. Click on it. Go look through them all. You can see them yourself. And again, we want this corrected. And I would like to make a move right now, because in the letter that's me, I want that, okay? I want to make a move that the show of hands and the amount of people that want that information too. So tomorrow's going to run that. If anybody want to second it?
Is there anybody who seconds that?
I second it.
Okay. Go ahead, Ed. Come on.
What was?
The move was that everything that was said in that document that I sent out, does everybody want that information, demand that information to come back to us?
Yes.
So, I'll start the vote.
Okay.
Everybody that agrees that they want that, online raise your hand, and everybody in person raise your hand, keep your hands up so Tamara can count. Everybody online that wants that documentation, raise your hand. You guys can see it up here. Please hold your hands up. Okay. We got the count. Everybody put your hands down. Everybody, Jennifer, put your hand down. Everybody that doesn't care and doesn't want the documents, raise your hands now. Everybody that abstains, raise your hand now. Okay, Tamara.
So the results are everything that's in the document that Rocky has said. We're demanding for all information to come back to us. The results are yes, 11, no, 0, abstain, 0.
Okay, that's enough that it's unanimous. Everybody wants to see those documents and get our recordings. So we're demanding them to come to us. I have gave a place for all of those documents to be loaded. And the people up north, they want to, I can give somebody a login to a place for them to put it so that we can see it. It can be public. Or they can give us a place that they have that we can go see it. But we're requesting that. An email will go out to Anna about this meeting and what went on. Go ahead, Tamara. It's your meeting.
I just wanted to talk to you about the email because I know some people have sent us an email. So is there anything else you would like to bring up?
This has been going on for a while. We're dragging on.
Yeah.
They continue to just do whatever they want with recourse. Conversations that they have with Anna, she's talked to them, nothing happens. What next?
Like, how do we record that?
Okay. Carlos and Mark has stated that we've asked for this many times and Anna's got involved and we really have never got nothing from them. And what we're asking for at this point is if we're not getting anything and things are not getting done right, we want Anna to reset us. Start us over. Let's just start over and let's rebuild our state. Because what's working is not working. Right? If we're not staying together and we're not getting what we want and whatever. Jennifer Phillips, you want to say something? Got your hands up?
Hello. I just had a question about Hunter and why he was taken out. I noticed that he was taken out by Anna, so I wanted to know what the reason was, if anybody knows.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess we can talk about that now. And else, there's anything else. Anyway, let me finish what we're talking about Anna. Anna's involved right now with this email because Sue sent out the email stating that she gets crickets from everybody. Nobody tells her nothing. She doesn't know. And I think that's why that email went out to try to see, you know, like if the other email that people are getting those emails or not. And Anna's been getting every one of those emails. So every one that you guys replied to all and went out, and even if you didn't reply to all, I sent them to her. Okay? So she's getting everything so that she can make a logical decision of what's going on here. Okay? Anna's also told Tamara to keep doing the state meetings. And Anna said she'll decide what she's going to do from there, right? So that's why Tamara's doing these state meetings, is because she was told by Anna to do them. Okay? Go ahead. No. No. There's about five states that have the same issues we have. Florida was the last one that Anna just fixed, and they're now starting to run right. And we're hoping that Anna will fix us next. Okay.
This is so childish. Yes. It's getting on my nerves. Right?
Well, it's getting on everybody's nerves.
Yes.
True. I mean, the deal is we got to get everybody in the state involved in this meeting, in this State of the Union meeting, and let's start building what we're going to build. We're going to start moving over, but I wanted to make sure everybody understood what the letter was that I sent out and why and what's involved in it. Anna's involved. She's looking at all the stuff, and she will make a decision one way or the other. Everybody. Every one of my meetings go to over 300 people. Everybody in the state gets my emails. I get emails from people all the time thanking me for my email and all that stuff. You guys just don't see them. I get tons of them. Okay? So I try to make sure everybody, and if you know somebody that doesn't get my emails, let them contact me. Give them my email so I can make sure they're on the list and they're getting them. I'll work with them to make sure my email server is getting them to them. Whatever I got to do, I'll fix it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Sue should be doing too. And now we're going to move over on to what Jennifer asked. About 4 days ago, Hunter made a deal with the British Territorials and tried to give up our bank to them, the Global Family Bank. Okay? Anna actually, because he was only the director of the bank, Anna actually holds all the paperwork and everything on the bank. Okay? So Anna, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago, she fired him. Okay? So 4 days ago?
Monday, right, I think?
Monday, I think, yeah. Anyway, she fired him, okay? In the email I sent you was the article she talks about it. So I suggest you read that article. It'll give you a little bit more detail on what went on. She also sent an article out today, which I put in my email today, that if you guys can read, on how deep it is. And basically, there's this One World Incorporation, something, whatever, with the de facto trying to, they actually created a corporation, Global Family Bank Corporation, and tried to do exactly what they've been doing to us for many years, is trying to, it's just like with the United States of America. Then they got the United States of America Incorporated. Well, they tried to do that with Hunter on the same thing with our bank, and try to take over our bank, okay? Well, they want our money. That's the only reason. They want to control us. Well, Anna says that she realizes that he had other issues with other kind of banking stuff, whatever. And you read the article, it gives a little bit more detail. But the last article, which she said, was some of the stuff I just told you about them creating the corporation and all that kind of stuff. Well, she just sent a notice out to all of them. There was another article. It was actually a notice that went out to that World Bank or World One World, whatever it is, corporation, and Hunter and all them, that they created a rubber stamp of her signature to stamp all these paperwork. And so she noticed them that wasn't her, and they don't have what? Her seal. What is a seal? Your guys' thumb. That's why you guys put your thumb on your paperwork. Nobody can dupe you and your signature without your thumb, right? So that thumb print is your seal. They don't have her thumb. They don't have the seal on those documents. Those documents are fraud, and that's what they're talking about. That's what she's talking about. So she is saying within the next 3 days or so, she's hoping to have the bank up and running again and hopefully a little bit farther, especially for Africa. And she's telling She has what she calls blue dot banks. Those are the banks that she's creating all over the world that we can actually go to. It'd be like going to Bank of America, but it'd be going to our global bank. She's been creating those lately. And she created a bunch of them in Africa. Well, this territorial, this British corporation, whatever, has took over a lot of those banks. And she just noticed all those banks that if they don't get out of those contracts or whatever, then they're not getting any, you know, they're not going to be our bank, right? Because they can't be a corporation bank and a, you know, a unincorporated bank, you know, on the land. So she's trying to fix it. Yeah, I think she knows about that because we really have four different banks, global banks. There's your Commerce One, your International Bank, your Land and Soil Bank, right? So we have like four different ones, right? And what they try to do is dupe each all four of those, right? So they can try to take over the money. Right. Yeah, she. Right. Right. And she shut all that down. She's shutting all that down already. She's already knows about it all. All of those people. Yeah, don't do any of that right now. Yeah, every Tuesday. Every Tuesday that email goes out to the vault. Yeah, don't put any money or anything in it. Right now until this gets all straightened out, whatever, I wouldn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? It's let Anna take care of it. Jennifer, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So just hang on. I mean, I would suggest everybody going on to your global bank and print out your reports on how much money's in there. I mean, if you go to the reports part of it, you can say, you know, like print your total funds or whatever's in there. Print those documents out so you have them. So you have proof of what money. And do that if you want. Yeah. Right. But Anna's already said that she's took over all of those programs and everything. So they're under the Federation's control right now. So there's really nothing to worry about. But just for your safety and just for your peace of mind is to go ahead and, do your reports, right? You know, get a, you know, the bank statements and all, you know, whatever it's on there. I printed out everything on mine. Just do it just so you have a copy of it, right? The what? Well, they're still there. They're still there. No, she said, don't worry because your funds and everything are secure. Everything in there is you know, under their control. You know, de facto, whatever, doesn't have no way of getting that, any of that money. She said it wasn't fully, you know, the money wasn't transferred to there yet. You know what I'm saying? It's still under control of the Federation, all the gold and everything, right? So she said there's no real issue of you losing anything, but it's always good to be safe and just so you know what's in there. Well, until she gets this taken care of, and I think that's the reason why there hasn't been any deposits because of what's been going on, right? The problem is the people in Africa were actually using it. They were actually getting funds, and they were actually buying things, right? And now it's kind of stopped, right? They, like I said, they have several banks all over in Africa where they were able to go to the bank and, you know, buy things and stuff like that. So all of that got stopped, and she's trying to help fix that now too. And she said in the last document, I think it was today, that it was being like 3 days or something, she'll have it straightened out. And well, and I think she will. The Federation will get it straightened out. But they're hiring a new director now. Hunter's gone. He's not coming back. And they're hiring more people. All the people, the IT staff and everything are gone. What started and Anna realized what was going on, I don't know if any of you have asked me for help on your account or whatever, and I sent you to Paula, right? Well, Paula was one of the people. There's several people that had administration access to the system to help fix your accounts and all that kind of stuff. Well, probably about 3 weeks ago or so, Hunter shut them all off. Basically fired them all and didn't let them know. And they couldn't get in the accounts anymore. They tried to ask. He wouldn't respond to them. And then so that got to Anna, and Anna tried to figure out why and realized what Hunter was doing. And then she shut Hunter down, whatever. And she has all these people on hold that was the administrators, you know, like Paula. And eventually they'll get back in and under the new system, right? So they've done this to us before. I don't know if you guys have been here long enough, but we used to have what was called the LRS. It was called the Land Recording System, okay? And they de facto took it over, and they shut it down on us, right? And that's why we created the LOR, the Land Recording Office, right? And then everybody had to take all their papers that they published on that one and published in the new one, right? Well, this is just another one of those things where they're trying to stop us, right? But again, we'll win, and we'll move forward, right? So.
But he's being blackmailed and coerced.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of questions behind it.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. If you guys are leaving. But yeah, I mean, she thinks he's been blackmailed and whatever. Yeah.
So. He might be concerned for his life, which is why, I mean, Anna said that she was in Washington. It lives on our 550.
That's here soon, yeah. Say that again, Al. Oh, yeah. There are several people that's been on a hit list. But anyway, with that said, we have to get out of this room here soon. So we're going to end the meeting for now, and we'll pick it up next week. Next week's meeting will be next Saturday again, right? Yeah, next Saturday at 6 o'clock, online only, okay? And any... Yeah. No, I won't do this one again. I didn't realize where this one was when I created it.
It says rainbow.
It said rainbow, and I thought it was... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we won't do this one again. But yeah. Anyway, next week, Saturday, 6 o'clock, online only. So thank you everybody for showing up that's online. We'll see you all next Saturday.
All right, okay. Thank you.
We're gonna adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Everybody second it. Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll see you all next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.